You are listening to Hotscast. All the Heroes of the Storm coverage you can handle.
Since we haven't done a show since they released him.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's weird. Why is that working now? That's so strange.
It are you better?
Be working that way. Yeah, it shouldn't be working, but it is. So, whatever.
It should not be working.
It's literally on the wrong setting, but somehow it's working.
You're literally on the wrong setting?
Yeah, I know, but still.
Your face is literally
My
on the wrong
face
setting.
Is literally on the wrong setting, yes. My face is always
so,
in the wrong setting.
So I binge watched season 4 of Orange is the New Black so that I could record the season 4 episode of Netfreaks.
Nice.
And I recorded it, but after 22 minutes, Audacity decided to delete all of my audio.
No.
So I have to try to re-record my parts only.
Oh, no. Oh, that should be no. Fun. How? How
I
is that
know.
Even possible?
Very carefully.
But how do you even know what you said?
I have a good memory.
You fill in basically what the other person said and kind of reply to it.
Exactly. Oh, that is
to
the
fit
worst.
In that spot. In the spot.
And you get to be kind of, you know, psychic because you get to slip in things that you know are coming up.
It could be better. Better.
Worst case scenario, if I can't figure it out, then we're just going to re-record the show. But that's like so, like, such a bummer. I hate
watched
them.
That really sucks.
I watched the pilot episode of Voltron.
Voltron is so good.
Nice.
It's
perfect.
So good.
I have not watched Voltron yet. First, the
I don't
want
to
season.
Listen to the Netfreaks thing because it's the whole season.
The new season of the show I'm most excited for is coming next month, season 3 of BoJack Horseman.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
Such a great show.
That's funny. I never watched it. I never okay. never
you,
ventured.
You need to go binge both seasons.
Really?
Just do it. Do
yes.
it.
All right.
It's so good.
Do it. That is definitely got to be on the watch list for anyone who owns Netflix.
But I have to start watching Marco Polo season 2 tomorrow because I'm going to be doing that.
BoJack is more important.
But I'm going to be doing it with Netfreak, so I have to watch
well,
it.
Well, then you only have one option. Stay awake, watch all of BoJack. And after you watch about, you know, get halfway through season 1, you won't be able to sleep and you'll be wanting to drink. So
life would just be so much better if we didn't have to sleep. Just saying.
BoJack has the effect of making me want to drink.
Yeah.
It's that type of show.
It is a little surreal, that is true.
Do you guys get a long weekend? I do.
I'm off till Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
No, because I'll probably end up working Sunday. Probably work Monday. I am working Saturday. So
I'm going to a BBQ on Sunday. Super excited.
Yeah, I got to go to my parents' house on Monday. I'm not excited. This is a very long ad for The Purge.
I'm sick of watching Purge ads, YouTube. Find something else to plug for a week. My God.
Okay. Oh, I like the Medivh background. Looks
so
good.
I didn't make show notes because I didn't know when we would be recording, so...
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
There's only, like, 4 articles. There's a really short one talking about the new Team League Match Rewards. There's
yes.
This Week in Heroes Esports. There's the weekly sale, and there's the balance patch notes, which only has 3 heroes on it.
Cool.
So it's a pretty short
yep.
list of things to talk about.
Launcher, buddy. Heroes. Yeah, that works. Launcher, news, Heroes of the Storm.
Well, since
yeah, there we go.
I can't play. Actually, let me see. Can you guys hear this? I doubt you're going to be able to hear this, but can you hear this?
Hello out there. This is Samwise.
Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, that's what I figured. So, yeah, we'll just start because I can't play the intro audio anyway. So give me a second. Let me write down the timestamp.
Do you need me to be recording anything on my end, or are we good?
Nope, we're good. I got it all on mine.
I asked that before we get going, and then I halfway through the show, it's like, so send me a copy. Like,
No, I got it all going. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. It is so funny that you did Leroy Jenkins. Did you see? Now, I've never even watched Game of Thrones, but did you see the Leroy Jenkins thing with Jon Snow?
I did.
Did you say it?
I think so.
It was hilarious.
I heard it on Twit. They were talking about it on Twit this week in tech. And it's just fun. It's funny listening to. Hold on. I got to choose my words carefully here because I love Leo Laporte. I was going to say it's funny listening to old people talk about Leroy Jenkins, but he's not old. So, not that Leo is listening, but Leo, I love you.
I'm old.
You are old. That's true. You are old. But if you're old, then I'm old as well. Dude, I've got way more gray than you. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. This
is white. Aging nerds.
It's not gray. It's white.
Dude, I'm aging. White. Although my birthday gray? Is in like 10 days. Is it 10 days now?
Oh, is it?
It is. Nice. July 9th.
Hey, there's an Ikari. All right. Let me write
his birthday
this.
Was yesterday.
It was. I wished her happy birthday.
2 months and a week for me. I turned 31.
Oh, nice. That's what I'm turning. 31. Wow, 1985.
You dirty, filthy millennials.
Oh, my God. I will punch you. I'm not a millennial.
We're on the border, technically, between Generation X and millennial. It's more of, which one do you take after more at that point?
I definitely take more
Generation
after
X. And a half.
Gen X ended in 1980. 1981 on.
Yeah, but you got to remember that the generation lines are kind of blurry. You know, if you can lean more towards your previous generation if you're like in the next 5 years.
Okay, but here's the thing: like, my sister's 5 years older than me. She was born in 1980, and like all growing up, all the music she liked, all the clothes she liked, all the TV shows she liked—that was me. Like, I didn't care about stuff that my
friends... yeah, because she was your big sister.
Well, what my point is that I associate way more with her and her friends and her generation than with my own. Like, I hate my peers; they suck. They're the worst human beings.
And I was just the oddball who never fit in with anybody. I listened to country music and watched original Star Trek. So, you know, I was the kid in grade school who said Star Trek was better than Star Wars.
Well, that would be.
And I caught a lot of flack for it.
Well, and rightly so.
Star Wars is terrible.
I eventually came around to watching Star Wars and saying, okay, Star Wars has some merit, but I still might hold that Star Trek as a whole is better than Star Wars as a whole.
Real
wall-to-wall carpeting. Wall-to-wall carpeting. Starships should not have wall-to-wall carpeting.
Real, I am convinced that you and I are polar geek opposites.
We
like,
really are.
We
so
really
are.
Just like on everything.
Opposites.
Although we do both love Tolkien. Like, we do share Tolkien.
Yes, we do
and
share
Blizzard,
Tolkien.
Clearly.
Yes.
But, clearly.
I've never actually been able to sit down and read Lord of the Rings. I am sorry. It is so dry.
No, see this face?
Oh, it's amazing. It's so good. I've read every single Warcraft book published except for Illidan. And the Chronicle, which I'm working my way through when I have the time. They're sitting right next to me.
Illidan, well, I'm surprised at that. That's the one you didn't read?
Did you see what Kat said in chat? He said,
I'm working on the newest stuff yet. I just haven't had the time or, you know, the energy to sit down and read it. When I wanted to sit down and read it, I've fallen asleep because I've just been that tired.
Oh, no.
So
get the audiobooks. The audiobooks are amazing.
You know what else is amazing?
There are too many podcasts to listen to. They take up all my listening time.
We are the only podcast.
Yes.
I'd argue that is not true because there's Into the Nexus, Core, Lords of the Storm.
Whatever.
Yes. Speaking of other podcasts.
Town Hall Heroes.
Mick Montgomery, our friend Mick Montgomery, Heroes of the Storm podcaster. He put out a tweet about let me look at a time here, about 23 minutes ago, calling for an MMR reset, and he was asking who's with me.
No,
and I for one am with him.
I am against.
What did he place like really low or something?
You know what, I'm actually hearing a lot about this. You know, people who
2 days ago.
Just are having a really rough time with the new the new placements and whatnot. So, I don't know.
We need
a
sound clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger yelling, "Stop whining!" Like that's kind of how I feel.
Stop whining!
Stop whining!
Stop whining!
All right, hold on. I'm marking the timestamp. If I remember, I would get that.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Or you could do that. That's good. I don't know that one. So yeah, it's I don't know. It's interesting. I've been looking at the ranked button, and it's like I'm gonna push it. I'm gonna do my placement matches, and then I remember how bad the placement matches were last time, and it's like, oh, maybe I'll just do unranked instead.
Matches this time, so it's just bite the bullet and do it. I did it. I wound up in silver third ranking and falling.
Yeah, why don't you ask DG how he did his placement matches? He stole my placement match duo partner.
That nice.
Well, who was online and who wasn't?
Whatever. Well, I can't help that I work like a million hours a week.
Yeah, you can. Quit your job, play heroes professionally.
That's like how. That's how you get evicted and become homeless.
This is true.
But you can then only play Heroes of the Storm if you live in Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of that, would you guys be up for the monetary billing system that they have in Korea being put in place or something similar to it?
What is it exactly? I'm not familiar with the Korean billing system. Or maybe we should save this for the actual show starting, or have we just like...
Oh, no, we're started. We're good. This is it. Oh, yeah.
We're just called open. We're in.
Okay, have you ever listened to our show before?
Yes, but sometimes it's a little bit more organized, and it's already been post-edited, so usually there's an intro in there, and it's
Yes. So I don't know. Actually, I don't know how it works with Heroes, but things like World of Warcraft, Overwatch, and whatnot, they don't pay for a subscription. You pay by the minute played. So
I'm aware of that for World of Warcraft. I don't think it works that way for Heroes, though.
There's some kind of component of it for Heroes, though. There's something. Maybe. I know there is for Overwatch as well. I forget what it is for Heroes or how that works. But I don't know. Maybe it's not for Heroes. But, I mean, for World of Warcraft, I would love that. I would absolutely love that because I very rarely... Almost never do I have time in a month to spend what I imagine would be $15 worth of time in game. I just don't have that kind of time. You know,
I think I spent money on WoW in the last 6 months.
Do you do the auction house gold pay for thing?
Yep. I've just been,
good at the auction house. I don't
40
know.
Some gold.
Yeah.
40 K some gold.
I should try that. I really should. Well, how about this? Would you guys be up for if your hero's gold could pay for WoW time?
Nah, because I already don't have enough.
Well, Mike is a hoarder, so
I have nothing to buy.
I'm saving up for the piggy mount.
I bought Medivh with gold.
He's got like three times the piggy mount. How much? What are you sitting on right now?
50,000.
You are a 50, hoarder.
6,000. I don't want the piggy bank because I don't want that stuff. I don't want the piggy bank mount.
I do have.
If the coin mount was back, I might get it. But
the coin mount is
coin
cool.
mount was awesome. I have it.
The piggy bank mount, I have absolutely no interest in. I would never use it. So why am I going to spend all that
it's
gold
a
on
snorting piggy that drops coins as he walks? Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't use it.
I get him.
I've been using the Legion one.
Have not lived until you have stitches in his hillbilly serial killer skin riding a pig. You need to have the camo stitches with the hockey mask riding a pig.
What's the Legion mount?
That's it's like a hell
Thing. For pre-ordering really cool. Legion. Yes.
For pre-ordering Legion.
It's like the Hellbore something.
Spiky.
Yeah.
It's good.
Do you like it?
I like it. Yeah. I think I was running around on Muradin with him. And
that's not strange. A dwarf riding on a hell boar with
it's very cool.
Sucker tentacles.
Spoilers, I haven't pre-ordered Legion.
I ran into that bug again. Remember I told you the bug where you set your skin and it's chromey?
Yes.
So last night I played chromey. I had the fell skin on, got in the game, no skin.
That's so weird.
Two times in a row.
Did you report it?
No. Probably should. I just now. Did you hear me?
Blizzard, are you listening?
That's
better be listening because that's the way it is. Yeah, it hasn't happened in a long time. It's been a few months at least. And then all of a sudden, it was when Chromie came out.
Right.
I was having problems.
It was that week. Was
that? Not, that was a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
For, no, Chromie was
4 weeks ago?
Yeah, five
Chromie
or six
was at the end
ago.
Of the Eve. So five, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chromie 5 weeks.
Was some point when people are on strike at my job.
Yes.
So I played two games without her skin, which sucks because I really like it. And I had the Hellbilly with non-skinned Chromie, which is not –
that's not cool.
It was bad.
Yeah,
it was just bad.
That is bad. I agree.
This is a long mount. I would have picked a completely different mount if I wasn't going to have a skin.
I blame time travel.
It's all timey, wimey, wibbly wobbly.
Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, big bowl of stuff.
Yeah. Skins.
That is weird. I had a weird bug in Overwatch. I was on Reinhardt. There was another Reinhardt. I charged into him. He charged into me. He pushed me back into the wall. This was on Ilios with the ruins map. And he pushed me into the wall down inside at the actual point, the objective point. And when I hit the wall, I only had like, I don't know, 30 hit points or something stupid. When he pinned me, it killed me. And I fell through the map. Now I hadn't had that. I haven't had that happen since the beta.
Because usually when two Reinhardts charge each other, they hit each other and they both fall over as if the ult had been, you know, they'd been hammered.
Yeah.
And they fall prone.
Yeah. I think what happened is my charge ended right as I got to him. Like maybe I hit a lip of the stair or the ramp or something. But he killed me with his pin, charging pin. But then I fell through the map. And my
maybe he was trying to register both you being pinned and you being laid prone and dying all at once.
Maybe.
And just that glitched you down because you had nowhere to fall. Because you're trying to be pinned against the wall. So it was probably a combination of all these things because of the slight server delay being computed.
Right.
Where, you know, you were charging on your screen, but on his, you had actually clipped something and it projected you were going to be done. And you were so low health that it just, yeah.
Right. And
I had a weird bug in Heroes of the Storm. The opposing team had Nubarak.
That's a weird bug.
That's a weird bug, yes.
I heard something about a Chen bug where if two Chens fly at each other at the same time, they like float up in the air or something.
If they fly and kick, they're just the right distance, and they both use fly and kick on each other at the exact same instant, they will continually go back and they will continually try and fly and kick at each other. So every time they go past, they turn around and go past, they keep going back and forth past each other.
Oh, I found a video.
And they
just
keep
video.
Going higher in the air because he goes slightly above his target. So they continually crisscross above each other. You can see, I've seen a GIF of it on Reddit and episode 53, I believe, of one of the Heroes of the Storm highlights on YouTube has it.
I'm watching a video. This might be a different bug, though. This is from last year. This must be a different bug it's referring to. I haven't seen a bug yet, though. So
here, let me.
Chen fly kick bug. No. That's old, too. Never mind. Anyway. I like Chen.
I'm trying to find the video of.
Chen is fun.
Drink with
so what else is fun? Did you guys catch much of the summer championship series?
I didn't. I'm really bummed I didn't because I heard the games were fantastic.
The games were amazing. Unfortunately, because it was in Sweden, there were some kind of weird times.
Yeah, it'd get burly.
Yeah.
So I watched a little bit.
I happened to catch them because that was back when I was getting off of work most days, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that works out.
I'd come home, flip on Twitch, and be like, oh, look, there are Heroes on.
Yeah.
So going to watch some Heroes.
Yeah, I was having a lot of Twitch crashing during it. It wasn't their fault. It was Twitch, but I don't know. It was strange. I ended up watching it on my phone for a little bit, and that wasn't fun trying to watch it on that. But I have a very underpowered phone anyway.
What's crazy is that the fall regional qualifiers are starting July.
I know. It's so quick.
Ridiculous.
It's so quick.
It's crazy.
And you see all the teams.
Well, I guess they
like...
have to get the fall stuff done well before BlizzCon. So.
Well, yeah. You're right. Because.
They kind of have to.
That
push
has
back.
To be over. Prior, yeah, like well by over. October. Because they have to know who's flying to BlizzCon. Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. I had not thought of that.
Yeah, so... Yeah, the European teams already had the... secured their places at DreamHack Valencia.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to be there, by the way. DreamHack Valencia.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. In my dreams, I will be at...
Yeah, in your DreamHack?
Yes, in my DreamHack. Spain. Yes.
In your DreamHack. Yes. July 14th and 15th, that's where you'll be, in your dreams.
Hey, wait, I have an important question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What show number is this?
Let's call it 99.
99.
So
the next one is 100.
Yeah, and we have to plan our completely drunken episode 100 cast.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I cannot do the week of July 11th, by the way. I'll be out of town.
Fair enough.
It's not the week of 4th of July, which is next week. It's the week after.
Okay.
So we can do the week of 4th of July. Just
okay. Know. We'll figure it out.
I did find that Chen clip, if anyone still cares.
Yes.
I will send you the link in Skype.
Yes, please. I want to see it.
I got the video queued up to right when it happens, because it's obviously a compilation. I had to go through their backlog. It's actually episode 55 that it takes place in.
Okay.
I couldn't remember what their last episode was. I remember it was the one before the current one.
Well, this has to be pretty recent, because it's got Medivh on it.
Yes. Yeah, like I said, it was last week's, not this week's.
There we go. Boy, I could have muted that for a while. What do you do? What? If you need to quit a gang? What is this? Oh, these Vice Land.
You put it up on the Twitch chat?
Yeah. Oh, wait, shoot. No, I can't, because I've got Twitch on a different computer. Oh, look at that.
Gee.
Holy crap. They really are. They're just going up and up and up.
I put it on there.
That's so weird.
Interestingly, though, they can still be hit as if they're on the ground, because if you notice, they followed up, the one Rainer just still shooting, and that's what kills him.
Yeah.
So their hitbox is still located on the ground, just their models continually rise.
And the red team Chen didn't die.
Yes, because the red team Rainer was still shooting the blue Chen.
Oh, you're right.
They're stuck in a loop until one of them dies, or probably until they hit a certain height, at which point it's probably the...
auto-death.
Yeah.
Well, that's a, like... That's the thing with the verticality in the game, is that, like, I've noticed it with, what's her name, Taranda. If you're standing in the Nexus, when she fires her owl, like, towards you, it goes up the stairs of the Nexus, just kind of keeps going across. So, vertically, it doesn't...
Okay, let's see if I can do this.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put it up on here.
Oh, okay.
To the bod.
In front of us.
See if it works.
Not playing the video. Why are you not playing the video?
Because YouTube doesn't like you.
Yes, not.
Doesn't like your face. Right, Kaylee? Right, Kaylee? Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right.
Your face.
You know, if you signed up for YouTube Red, it would work.
You know, I am so tired of them asking me that.
Did you guys know
YouTube Red,
that you can get a free trial of YouTube Red by going to redtube.com?
By going,
don't go there.
No, no, no. Listeners, stop. Do not. We cannot promote that. Do not do it. You're evil, Kaylee.
I mean, if we want to start dropping links, people shouldn't click on the show. I can start rattling a couple off my head.
Evil Kaylee is evil.
I'm just a troll at heart. It's okay.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hey, let's talk about season one. Match rewards until Mike gets the video rolling. How's that sound?
Oh, I should tell them all what I texted you guys the other day. So I don't remember who it was. Was it Mike said we needed to postpone the show another day?
Yes.
And I said, GG guys, postponing again, in all caps.
Yes.
I figured you guys would like that.
Because caps lock is cruise control.
Cool. Sorry, Shaper.
What do you say? Hold on.
Now my 12-year-old is going to go look at me.
That's wrong.
Sorry.
But look, an Australian 12 is like an American 16, so it's all right.
Yeah, don't like 8-year-olds drink beer in Australia? Like
they come out of the womb drinking beer, dude.
No, that's Germany that they come out of the womb drinking beer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Don't they come out of the womb fighting kangaroos in Australia?
Yes, and dingoes. Wrestling and dingoes.
No, yes. Dingoes will eat your baby.
Yes. Maybe a dingo ate your baby. They actually eventually
find out proving that the dingoes did, in fact, eat that woman's baby.
That's crazy.
Baby.
You got it?
No, or did you give up? I'm having troubles.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not doing it.
Starting today and for the remainder of Ranked Season 1, we're amping up. Is it amping up or ramping up? I guess it is amping up. The rewards you can earn simply by playing Team League. Each team game you complete will now reward 100% bonus XP. Team League goal rewards have been increased to 50 per win and 30 per defeat. Better yet, stim pack bonuses will stack to these rewards. So you've got some more incentives to be playing Team League. And, check this out. And will remain in effect until Season 1 concludes during the week of August 23rd. Did we know definitively the conclusion of Season 1 before? I don't think we did. They said the first one would be, like, around 10 weeks. I mean, maybe that's just 10 weeks, but I didn't think that they...
Yeah, they did say 10 weeks, which would have been the August.
Which would be August 23rd. Okay. But I didn't know if it was 10 weeks or around 10 weeks. I couldn't remember if they definitively said 10 weeks. But now we know for sure. August 23rd, that week is when it will end. So that's good to know.
So, Real, I guess your mic is cutting in and out. I thought it was just me, but I guess they hear it too.
Yeah, it's cutting in and out.
Oh, really? It's not on my end. Yeah. I don't know why it is for you guys. It's definitely not. I'm watching the levels, and I can hear myself. So it's not on my end.
Yeah. There's something on your end that happens because it doesn't happen to anybody else, and you cut in and out, but everybody else is fine.
I have no idea.
Please close the Blizzard.the battle.net launcher because apparently it does eat up a pretty good portion of connection speed.
I guess. Maybe I do have it open. Yeah, I'll do that. All right.
I close Steam out and all the. I'm leaving Battle.net, but I close most of my other stuff out. Yeah, it's. It's amazing how much of a connection hog some of these background things can be.
Yeah. And Comcast sucks. So
Comcast does suck.
Yep.
This is accurate.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna load up my MiFi and have my my Surface running off of that, so I gotta have Twitch chat with no, like, not even on the same bandwidth. But
network.
Yeah. I don't have my MiFi down here, it's upstairs. Oh, wells.
Do that.
In the podcast version, it'll sound
great. There we go. Of course, what? It's wrong where I just did the...
You did it wrong.
The sub-region is wrong for some reason.
Sub-region is... Oh, I know what you're saying. Right.
The video capture sub-region. Let me move it over here. The problem is
move it over here.
Over here. Oh, yep, that's why. Okay. Yeah, because of the difference in the two monitors, the resolution screws up. Okay. No, it's still wrong.
Was that Gangland Voiceland thingy?
No, that was the Purge ad popping up. Purge. I was putting the Twitch chat onto my phone because it plays the ad before it lets me switch to chat only.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, of course, they have to monetize. Okay, getting closer. Come on. All right, well, while you're doing that, we got some patch notes on three heroes only. Anubarak, Leoric, and Medivh. Some minor stuff. Anubarak, just a couple of decreases to his base health and health regen. Leoric, his drain hope is being increased in every aspect, really. And his level 4 talent is increasing on the healing. And Medivh.
Yeah, basically just an over the across the board healing.
Yeah, across the board healing increase for him.
So Anub was too strong and Leoric was too weak.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right.
Follow up to that. Apparently, currently, since these changes went live on Tuesday, Leoric is up to a 54% win rate on Hotslogs.
Nice. What was he before that? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head. I just saw a tweet saying that he's actually gone up.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I got the video. Let's see if it'll work.
I did play him this week, by the way, and I did win that match, if I recall correctly.
Awesome.
Very nice.
I was up against New York, though, so, yeah. Good point.
Okay. Right.
It's playing now. Let's see if it. Let's see if people can see it. You should be able to.
Chat people.
Can Whoa, you see it? There it goes. Woo. Oops.
Whoa. Yeah.
Beep.
Audio. What the beep is that?
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Look at them flying up in the air.
I believe I can fly.
It's really fast. It's like,
I believe I can touch down. The sky.
Like and a they're actually crane. Spinning, so too. Majestic.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
that took
good.
Way too much effort to get to show.
It did. For, yes.
I think it was kind of worth it, though. That was hilarious.
It was worth it. Yeah, that was worth it.
It's worth it because now I got
to
go back
you have
and
to bleep out
the
audio.
Yeah.
From the...
Yeah.
Yeah, Shaper, now you're 12.
I wasn't even going to include it. I wasn't even going to include the audio. And then I'm like, oh, what the heck? I'll put it in. Right. Ooh.
Shaper, we've exposed your 12-year-old to lots of horror tonight. I'm sorry.
Spoiler for Legion, monks are getting a red crane stance that will enable flying.
Nice. All right. So Medivh, this is good. This is good stuff for Medivh. So here's the developer comment on his patch notes. While we are still excitedly waiting to see what competitive teams will be able to do with this unique hero, we have gathered enough data to see that Medivh could benefit from some strategic buffs. We realize Medivh's success is typically reliant on how much the rest of his team capitalizes on his abilities. Yes, yes, and yes.
What he can do.
Right. So we have given him a bit more baseline power, thank you, which we hope will allow him to make a greater individual impact on a game's outcome. So some nice buffs. We've got some basic attack damage increase, some attack stacks per second increase. His Raven form gets a little bit of boost in speed.
A little slow.
It was slow. It felt very laborious. Arcane Rift is Q, mana cost reduction, cast delay reduction, base damage increased, mana refund increased.
And they made his talent, and they gave him the talent that eventually he has. His quest talent for it, they reduced it slightly since it is every time you die that gets reset.
It was really hard.
Yeah,
it was really tough.
Yeah.
It's like, oh god, I died.
Yep.
So, there's like nothing else on that tier that's worth taking in solo queue.
Right. This feels a lot like what happened with Chromie. You know, when Chromie came out, she, you know, was not underpowered, but just squishy, really squishy. And they balanced that out, and now she feels great. You know, she's blowing peeps up. So yeah, Medivh is never meant to be that way, though. He's not a blower up.
In before first major next major tournament where Medivh is just on every team and is just
he
picked
get
or
picked
banned
once,
every
though,
game.
He?
And
well, the thing is that with Medivh in general, if played in a full five-man team,
mm-hmm.
really can do wonders because of mm-hmm. the mobility gives your team. You could guys, you can like makes your entire team able to jump in and fight right away.
Yes,
but like from behind a wall. Yeah, I mean, like, so it's really can be really powerful if they know what they're doing with it. So they practice enough with it. I think you're right. I think we're gonna see it a lot because it gains a lot. But you're giving up another hero for it. So now there's some back and forth,
right? Or if you get a Medivh on your team in quick match who continuously drops the portals into a place that spells insta death for everybody who clicks on it.
Yeah. what I hate is when I use the portal to get away and then I accidentally click on it again and go right back.
Because, oh no.
Yeah.
I've done that to get away from Li Ming, and then I hit it again, and the thing comes and boom, blows me up. I'm like,
that's
no,
awful. No,
you gotta be kidding me. I was like, yes. Oh,
I'm not very thrilled about these
too
buffs.
Many clicking.
Why?
Because I've been seeing Medivh a lot in the matches I've been playing. No, and the people like it seems like the people that were playing that I was against actually really knew him, like knew Medivh really well and were using him extremely effectively.
Right.
And he was strong already. And it's like, I think what they're doing is they're making him more accessible to people who aren't amazing with him. If you're mediocre with him, now you can be good because he's been buffed. And I think the problem with that is the people who were already good with him, he's going to be redonk now. Like, it's going to be like, oh my God, ban him every time because now he's just, you can't go against him. I think that they buffed him a little too much. I'm interested to see how this pans out.
That's an interesting point of view.
Like I said, I think it's going to be up to competitive, just where the upper echelon of he can be balanced toward is going to be determined.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think we'll see him at DreamHack Valencia?
Probably.
What was that, Mike?
Only if you're there.
Yes. Well, I will be there when I hack my dreams.
Yeah.
When I hack my dreams.
Yeah.
You're going to go in full costume, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I'll be in full costume.
And find the way to actually turn to a raven, land on the stage, and turn into Medivh in front of everyone.
Yes. Specifically, the Ben Foster Medivh. So I will have flowing, gorgeous hair, and I'll be shirtless.
And no shirt.
Yes.
And no shirt.
Yes.
You know, when they announce the Warcraft sequel movie, that would be the best way to do it. Have a raven land on a stage, big smoke screen, out walks Ben Foster saying, yes, we're doing a Warcraft sequel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Best way to do it. Not going to happen ever, but best way to do it.
Yes.
He needs to come out and go, it's coming.
That was probably going to happen. Chris Metzen walks out and says, we got enough money in China. We're doing this.
Hey, did anybody wish that Ben Foster would have played Medivh like he played Prince in 310 of Yuma? Like that same character?
Haven't seen 310 to Yuma. So
oh my gosh.
I liked him the way he was.
310 to Yuma is a work
of art. Well, you could have told us that, Kaylee, if you showed up to the show on Friday.
Yeah, so what happened was I was watching Game of Thrones like I told you I was going to be.
I know, and we waited. We were like wasting a ton of time.
So you okay, so she never showed up. Okay, but here's what happened. No. Worse. We played the Game of Thrones drinking game. And I went through seven beers.
You needed to be on the show.
I went through seven beers and forgot my name. And
that would be even more fun to have you on the show.
We drank.
Yes,
we drank every time they said the name of a city. We drank every time they said the name of a house. We drank every time they said the word Lord. We drank every time that Tyrion drank. I remember there was
Is there a rule that you have to chug every time? Well, people shout King of the North, because if so, you were boned.
It was ridiculous. It was like so much beer. And my friend was drinking vodka. I was like, I don't know how you're standing right now.
I've never seen
it. Like, halfway through, he replaced it with water, and you didn't know because it's vodka.
Oh no, dude was so
funny. I just realized, slight spoilers, but I think they say that it's like King of the North, whose name is Stark, like 10 times in a row. So is that just like two drinks right there?
No. Because it was like there was where somebody named off like five last names, like house names. I was like, seriously, drink. Well,
that's the crowning ceremony, I believe, is when they do that.
It was ridiculous. So I apologize. I really did want to be there, but we weren't sober enough to get home until almost 1 a.m. So
somebody dies, finish your drink.
I could have like Skyped in on my phone, but I would have just been me going. Like, I don't know.
You should have shown up at Mike's house just completely wasted. Like, in the middle of the show, you just see Kaylee stumbling in behind you, Mike. Like, just like bursting through your office.
Someone
would
have left her in.
Yeah, and your wife's like, honey, this drunk woman is here.
No, I don't know where Mike's house is. I only know where to meet him back alley webcam deal.
Except behind the racetrack.
Did you really meet behind a racetrack?
No, on the side of
it. It was actually in the front.
Yeah.
I did have a hoodie on, though, with the webcam in my pocket.
And is that a webcam in your pocket?
I pulled it out, and the cable's, like, unspooling, and it was really funny.
Wait, aren't you guys in Florida? Yeah. It's going to be behind the KFC.
Yeah,
well, the Florida man stories, it's always behind the KFC.
Yes.
That's where Jesus is, apparently.
There were strange things afoot at the Circle K. That's all I can say.
You guys still have Circle K's?
Strange things afoot at the Circle K.
Oh, yeah. Circle K's, yeah.
What? Yeah, you guys are living in the 80s down there.
We do what we want.
We do what we want.
Yeah, any old time.
Right, any old time. Did you see that video of the dude walking along the golf course videoing? It had to be a crocodile. It said it was an alligator. I don't think it was an alligator.
Yeah, the
though.
Big croc. There could be an alligator.
And that was too big to
the
be an alligator.
The big alligator?
It was a
Why not?
Big
an alligator.
Dude, I was...
Reptile.
They can grow as big as they want to.
I know.
It's I was really mad.
It really looked like an alligator.
They took this poor little baby alligator. He was only like a 4-footer, and they put him down because he was hanging out around a school. I'm like... He didn't bite anybody. Why'd they have to kill him?
Right.
Well, after it Disney World.
Yeah,
You're not safe at Disney. Where are you safe?
Whatever.
It said don't swim.
They did.
He wasn't planning on swimming. The gator changed his mind by force.
Well,
what was the one story?
Or the gorilla dragging the kid around the pen.
Right.
Columbe.
You didn't want to go swimming either.
The one story, though, was it was actually the punctuation on the sign is what was wrong. There was no punctuation. So the sign said,
don't swim.
Don't swim. Oh, no swimming alligators. But there was no punctuation. Oh,
please.
So the sign just said that there's no swimming alligators.
No.
That alligators are no swimming there.
It didn't say alligators at all. Just no swimming.
It said no swimming alligators, but there was no punctuation.
Yeah. Well, they don't swim. He was walking.
They swim.
Wait, so they all float down here.
Speaking of alligators, DG, you watched the second to the last episode of Game of Thrones, right? The Battle of the Bastards?
Yes, I've seen them all.
Okay, so you learn growing up in Florida that when you're running away from an alligator, you're supposed to run like
zigzag.
This.
Yes.
Zigzag. Babu, serpentine!
I'm watching freaking Rickon, and I'm like, why don't you swerve? Like, what are you doing? He just runs in a straight line. It's like,
That's like when a big spaceship is coming down on you like this, or something's falling on you straight down, and you run away from it, like in the same path as it's falling down on top of you, and it crushes you.
Yes.
At least in Prometheus, one of the people knew to go to the side.
They moved to the side.
In Heroes, when Rainier is the alt, do you run away from it in a straight line or do you run to the side?
Right, exactly.
Or straight line.
Or run through it.
Yes.
Or run through it.
Or run through it. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Don't run away and keep it right in the middle of you the whole time as you run away.
Yes.
Really slowly.
Yes.
Serpentine.
Yes. Or like in Jurassic Park, when they're trying to run away from the Ford Explorer that's stuck in the tree, and they run forward, and then it comes down on top of them, instead of running just
run
a couple
to the
feet
side.
To the side.
Yes.
Just
step to the side.
Yes. Just sidestep.
Okay, you're good.
Sidestep.
You're good.
Strafe.
Just sidestep.
Yeah. Just strafe. Strafe is very important.
Exactly. The problem is they didn't reset their strafe keys. Like they using the turn, and it's really tough to turn and move. So they're like just forward.
Doing
I can't
weird
turn.
Mouse turn that the WoW characters do.
Yes.
When they,
yes.
Foot shuffle things.
Yes.
Wait, what was that?
I don't know how to turn.
Did you just keyboard turn?
Oh my gosh!
Keyboard
I so remember
I saw you doing it.
The whole like. Why are you keyboard turning? What's wrong with you? You're a noob. That whole thing. Oh my gosh, that was great.
Go to BlizzCon and only keyboard turn the entire time there, and see if anybody notices.
Oh my gosh,
a little shuffle. That's a goal for anybody going to BlizzCon. You need to do that for just like a day.
I'm
intentionally, mentally prepare yourself. Anytime you have to turn, you do the
walk
little
around
keyboard
and
shuffle.
Yeah,
turn.
Lines.
Please put my name on that turn so that I can get in front of all the lines and just keyboard turn.
As we walk around, we're just going to keyboard turn around this time.
You ask a question.
And you have that shuffle, that weird jittery shuffle.
We need to have like shirts that say, yes, I keyboard turn or something like that.
Oh, that's so good.
I keyboard turn in RL.
Yes. Yes, that's so good. That's so good.
By watching your character, just practice watching your character turn, oh, and you practice my gosh. Little
yes.
shuffle.
Yes.
And then or, you have to ask a question at a panel, and then when you're done, you have to stop and
keyboard turn. Keyboard turn.
Hold on, I need to turn around and walk away.
Hold on 1 second, it's going to take me a second here. Okay.
Or day two.
What's Dev noticing? Did you just keyboard turn right in front of me?
No.
Day two, you have to have a shirt on that says, I Overwatch emote in real life. And then just every so often just go, like, just put your hand on your hips and stick your head out.
Every 61, just do the little wave. Hi.
My favorite thing from last year's BlizzCon was somebody was holding up a really big sign outside of the doors while we were waiting for them to open that said, did somebody just say Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade, the Windseeker?
Nice.
Did you see that last
year? No, I did
not.
It
was so good.
That's awesome.
It was in orange and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Bring
Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade, the Windseeker, because if we're talking about Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade, the Windseeker, we need to talk about Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade, the Windseeker. I see you, Thunder Fury, Blessed Blade, the Windseeker, when I run Burning Crusade time walking dungeons.
Oh, God.
What was the freaking dagger that was just over and over linked in chat? What the heck was the name of that dagger? On my realm, just over and over and over again, everybody would just find any excuse they could to link this anal? Freaking... What?
Anal? Like when you type something and then put anal after it? Or
No. They just... What the heck? What was the name of that damn dagger?
Can you be more specific?
It was an epic. It wasn't like Librarian's Paper Cutter, but it was something like that. Pretty like, just in chat constantly. You just every line you would see that link over and over and over and over again. Gosh darn it!
I think it sounds like someone had a problem.
But I mean, this went on for months.
No, the best chat spam was when people figured out how to put the pictures of the orcs. Did you guys see that when it was happening? You didn't see that?
In game?
Somebody figured out how to put it. They were putting like pictures of orc peons over and over and over again. It was hilarious.
I didn't know that's a thing.
It was a thing, and then Blizzard hot patched it.
Do you guys remember? DG, did you ever play a rogue? No, you tank.
Yeah, warrior.
Okay.
Warrior. I play warrior. I currently am leveling a rogue.
In Wrath, my rogue suddenly out of nowhere was able to speak. Was it Draconic? What the heck was it? It was a different
Draconic
language,
maybe.
Let me see. Warcraft, Draconic. Rogue language. Bug.
There's Draenic.
Draenic, no.
Demonic,
no.
Undercommon,
no.
Klingon.
No, where is it? I could actually speak to rogues on the Horde. There was only about 5 or 6 rogues on my realm that were able to do this. Because you could change your language. You could change your language setting, like from common over to, you know, your species. And then only,
yeah,
like,
it's still in there. You just have to, yeah, know, you just have to click something.
But there were a couple. You only have... Rogues could do, and it was only a few, like just a couple out of each realm. It was rogues could do one language, shaman could do another. What the heck was it, though? Because I was in Dalaran talking with an orc rogue.
Weird.
Let me see. Wrath of the Lich.
That's a very odd bug. Just saying.
Yeah, it was great, but I kept it for a long time. Language bug. I don't even know how I would look for this now. Language bug, rogue...
Hey, Rill, I just thought of a name for this episode.
What do you got?
We need to call it the Seinfeld episode.
Oh, I'm game with that.
Because it's the show about nothing. Right now. Seriously.
By the way, Eagle Eye Taranda is supposedly available in the game.
Yes, she is. And in a bundle with, they do have a superhero bundle with her and Sonya. Mm.
So it's going to be the Seinfeld episode subtitle. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rails, where we're going, we don't need any rails.
Let's wrap this up and let's get in game. Let's do this thing.
Wait. I do have one more bit of news from their Facebook page. They posted a few hours ago an image of Johanna Karazim and Amazon Nova standing outside a purple portal to the West March with the header, "The Minions of Hell Grow Stronger."
Ooh.
So is this a tease for a new Battlefield? Is this a tease for a new hero?
Post-Goldan? Yeah, what? We're three weeks out. We should be getting...
Well, we should be having, Goldan is next, because he decided to crash the Medivh launch trailer.
Yes.
With his lovely, "I hope you brought more than words, Guardian."
That's pretty good.
Drink.
Really, Brownie? You're going to come in here and start meowing right at the end of the show?
Seeing another hero, obviously, from the Diabloverse might be nice. I believe that there's that whole unofficial leak list going around, and I believe it had an angel on it. So people are speculating that the angel wouldn't have anything to do with Westmarch, but that might be a new map we're getting.
Found it. Titan.
Well, do we have any...
I could speak Titan. My rogue was able to speak Titan. The language of the Titans and Giants.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it was.
Are we missing any of the Diablo characters?
We have all the Diablo 3 ones.
Yes.
All the Diablo 3 playables. Okay. We do not have the Diablo 2.
We have Necromancer.
We have Necromancer. We do not have we don't have the D2 Barbarian. We don't have the Assassin, the Druid, the Paladin, or the Sorcerer, though, from D2. So, argument could be made. Or we don't technically have an Amazon either.
But they gave Nova the skin, so that means
they did not specifically say that this eliminates the possibility for an Amazon, because they'd probably make it a Javazon Amazon.
Because
the crossbow Amazon actually shared most of the kit with Vala, so what's giving up, Nova the that
sorry
would, would be okay.
Yeah, Javazon would be cool. That would actually be pretty. That would be awesome to have a spear user in the game. I would like that.
The whole Widowmaker thing, which
I know. We talked about it on here. How much it angered you. So let's relieve that anger and let's get in game and play some matches. What do you think?
Can I bring up one more thing on their Facebook page?
Oh,
they have a little bit further down, posted a couple days ago. Create your own skin. Use the first letter of your first name and the first letter of your last name.
For
an interesting combo of universe and character.
Interesting. So, and this is on the Facebook page?
Yeah, I did that
page?
A while ago. It was on Twitch. Gosh, it was on Twitch. It was on Twitter also.
Yeah, for DG Dragon, I just want to put out for DG Dragon, the combination is Star Princess Greymane, which I think is the skin we all need in our lives.
Wow.
I'm down for that.
Wow.
Or if you just go with DG,
yeah, I posted
Star Princess
mine on
Butcher.
Twitter.
I would buy a Star Princess
Butcher. Do you have to go to Facebook? So
no, it's just a link to an image.
Just
but,
an image.
No, to do
it.
You
would be Spectre Kael'thas. Real.
For this. We need more Spectre skins. We really do.
I'm Archangel Artanis.
I would like that.
And Kaylee used to be Monarch Butcher.
Now
she's Monarch Johanna.
Oh.
Woohoo.
Also works.
Monarch Johanna definitely fits her better than Monarch Butcher. Although Monarch Butcher, that would be interesting.
Behind the curtain, if you, my real initials would give me Serpent King Thrall, by the way.
Oh, that'd be cool, too.
So.
I like it.
Okay.
All right. Let us wrap this up and get in game. DG, you were the guest this evening, so you start us off. Tell the fine folks where to find you.
I can be found on Twitter at DG Dragon. I don't tweet much, so if you want to follow me, usually it's just late night, emotional breakdowns and retweeting when I'm on shows or shows going live. Or
late
occasionally
night, sexy
funny
talk.
Links I found. I wish, but sadly, no.
No.
Okay. I am single, ladies. Or, if you're a semi effeminate guy, I also would not say no. Anyway, I'm also on a general Blizzard podcast called The Group Quest at thegroupquest.com. We've basically gotten into a habit of recording once every couple weeks just because we all have life stuff, and we record live on Twitch Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. Central Time, so that's like 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. And I don't know time changes for other areas because I'm really bad at remembering the exact time change for Australia and Great Britain.
Yeah, I'm never good with that
either. Some episodes are serious, some episodes are silly. It kind of depends on what mood I'm in that day. And we also have Haster, who is really,
sometimes
really
seriously clever, silly.
And yes. Golden, who has a lot of raid experience. So we have very, a lot of background in Warcraft, but we do cover other things because I'm mostly playing Heroes and Overwatch and Hearthstone right now. And now I've talked too much, which I tend to do, so you guys can cover your stuff.
Kaylee, anything fun people should be looking for you?
What, like on my social media stuffs?
Like anything, or like, other shows you're producing, like, something about hearts that are charred, or...
I will eventually. It will happen.
I know.
Let's see. You guys, actually, if you're a fan of Orange is the New Black or you've been thinking about checking it out, I was part of a 4-part episode series on Netfreaks podcast. They're also part of D20 Crit. And we had a ton of fun talking about it. And there's a ton of spoilers in there. So if you don't want to hear the spoilers, don't watch the episodes until after you watch the seasons. But check it out, netfreaks.tv. And, of course, you can find me on all the social medias at NerdyChar.
Yes. Netflix. Netfreaks is an awesome show. I just did Bloodline with Adam and David. And I'm going to be doing Marco Polo season 2 coming up. So I'm excited for that. Mike, how about you? Anything new, exciting?
Very soon, the episode of TNB will come out. We recorded it last Friday. That was what Kaylee was supposed to be on. That Real was on.
Yes.
Sabina was on.
I showed up.
And talking all about the Warcraft movie.
Yes.
Long discussion about the Warcraft movie.
It really was. Yeah.
So it was a good discussion. I
think our discussion was longer than the movie, come to think of it.
It wasn't. But okay. We were getting there. We could have. We have been known to go long, like show longer than that.
Yes.
But Real needs to send me a segment if he wants to have one in the show, and then
I always forget if I'm on the show. It totally
invite
me
again now that Game of Thrones is over, and it won't keep me from being able to. Well, I can't promise that, but
we talked about a Warcraft movie already, so
yeah,
I know, but wait, another
what show is this? Seriously, I have an open schedule, so
Twist Another,
yeah,
Twist Another.
Oh,
Warcraft.
Yes, so,
yes, we haven't had a chance to record in a while, so we finally got a chance to record. My summer has been crazy
showing up
with baseball, but yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, summer's been nuts. In fact, meant to talk to you guys, maybe doing like an every other week thing for the summer. Just
what?
Because, yeah, it's nutso. Well, it really is.
The other week coming up, I won't be here,
I know.
So.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Do it without me, but it'll be 100.
No, we're not doing No. We got to get drunk on this one. So we got to figure out
99.1.
Yeah. 99.2. We got to figure out a good time that the Aussies can be on with us getting drunk. So
agreed.
Yeah. Maybe like a
you need to make
Friday
sure the episode is
100 night?
Minutes long, too.
Exactly. Ooh. Now you got a challenge for me. I got to figure out how to get it exactly 100 minutes. 100.00.
You just tell us I'm cutting off right now. Stop talking.
Yeah, goodbye.
You can record longer. And if you need to, you just release episode 100B.
Yes.
100B.
I do that. We have far more than 100 episodes on the feed. I just, put out
90.5.
90.5, exactly.
62.5.
Well, see, you have episode 100 be your normal show as you start drinking, and then you have 100.5 the after dark part of the 100, you know, the 100 minute.
Oh yeah. Episode. Oh, we're definitely going to do the after dark part. Drunk gaming.
Like, okay, guys, we've got our 100 minutes for sure. Anything goes.
Right.
Children, do not listen to this.
Yes. Oh, definitely. We have to put that on there. All right, let's wrap this up. Mike is at Fimless on Twitter. Yeah, I don't know if you said that.
Fimlys.
Yes, Fimlys. Kaylee is at Nerdychar, Nerdychar. I am at Rillandune, Rillandune. DG is DEGEI Dragon. And that's it. We'll talk to you next week. We'll give you... Check the Twitter feed, Hotscast, at Hotscast. We'll announce when we'll be doing our drunk episode 100.
There will be lots of goat noises.
Lots of goat. Many, many goats. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Nuclear launch detected.
I rolled a 20.